Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood motivation guru. Ever feel like your mind's a runaway train? Thoughts barreling through at a million miles an hour, some positive, some downright negative, all vying for your attention? Well, strap yourselves in because today we're tackling a big one. Your thoughts are not your truth. I know, sounds kinda woo-woo, right? But trust me, this stuff can seriously impact your life. We're talking about learning to let go of those unhelpful thought patterns and starting to really own your reality. Let's get real for a second. Think about that moment you're walking into a room full of people, maybe a party or a meeting, and suddenly your inner voice starts spouting negativity. Everyone's gonna judge me, I'm going to mess up, this is going to be awkward. Sound familiar? Those thoughts can feel so real, so true, that they completely hijack your experience. But here's the thing, those thoughts are just that, thoughts. They don't define you, and they certainly don't dictate how your day will unfold. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you understand this powerful concept. 1. Thoughts are like passing clouds. Ever notice how a cloud floats across the sky? It's there for a moment, then it moves on. Your thoughts work the same way. They come and go, they rise and fall, but they don't define your essence. Don't get caught up in trying to chase them away or cling to them. Just acknowledge their presence and let them drift by. 2. Recognize the negativity bias. Our brains are wired to pay more attention to negative information. It's an evolutionary survival mechanism, designed to keep us safe from danger. But in today's world, this can lead to an overabundance of negativity even when there's no real threat. So, be aware of this bias and actively challenge those negative thoughts. 3. Practice mindful awareness. Mindfulness is all about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. When you notice a negative thought creeping in, gently acknowledge it, but don't engage with it. Simply observe it like a passing cloud and redirect your focus back to what's happening right now. You can do this by focusing on your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, touch? 4. Reframe negative thoughts. Instead of letting those negative thoughts run rampant, try to reframe them in a more positive light. For example, instead of thinking, "I'm going to fail," think, "This is an opportunity to learn and grow." It takes practice, but over time you'll find it easier to shift your perspective. 5. Embrace self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We all have negative thoughts from time to time. It's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up about it, acknowledge those thoughts with compassion and understanding. Remember, you are worthy of love and acceptance, even when you're struggling. Okay, so let's get real for a minute. Imagine this. You're giving a presentation at work. You've prepared meticulously, but your mind starts racing. What if I forget what to say? What if everyone thinks I'm boring? What if I stumble over my words? These thoughts can spiral out of control, leaving you feeling anxious and overwhelmed. But here's the thing, those thoughts don't have to dictate your experience. Instead of letting them cripple you, take a deep breath, remind yourself that you've got this, and focus on delivering your message with confidence. Remember, it's all about recognizing those thought patterns, choosing not to identify with them, and taking control of your narrative. You are the author of your own story. Your thoughts don't have to be your truth. Let go of the negativity, embrace the positive, and live a life that feels authentically you. This episode was all about recognizing the power of your thoughts and learning to let go of those unhelpful ones. Remember, your thoughts are not your truth. So take action. Start practicing mindfulness, reframe those negative thoughts, and treat yourself with kindness and compassion. You got this. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a little motivation boost. And if you enjoyed what you heard, leave a review. It helps others discover the show and keeps me going strong. Until next time, keep it real and keep moving forward.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.